Lecture 36, The Passing of the Crusades.
In this lecture, I plan to deal with two subjects. One is the destruction of the last footholds of Outremer held by the Christians. This climaxes with the Great Siege of Acre in 1291, in which, to some extent, it was a who's who of the nobility of Outremer, the Templars, the Hospitallers, who held on and defended this last great fortress against the Mameluke forces, and the city fell really on May 8th, 1291. They were still fighting for the next 10 days as the Mameluke army went house to house and cleared out the castles and the positions. And that fall of Acre really is a fitting point to close the Crusades. It ended any possibility of the Christians recovering Jerusalem. The Mamelukes went on to take the few remaining fortresses and cities very quickly that same summer. And ever after, the Levant has passed out of Christian rule. It's been in the there's no chance of the Western Europeans ever coming back and launching an attack to get Jerusalem. It's over. The second part of this lecture is then to look at some of the implications of this. First, the triumph of Islam after 200 years of fighting the Franks of the coast, recovering from the shock of losing Jerusalem, well, twice, actually, once to a capture in 1099 and then due to a treaty, and also the impact and implications for both the Byzantine world and for Western Europe. Because after these two centuries were over, all three of those civilizations with which we started back in 1095 had changed in many ways. There were new political and cultural axes. There had been lessons learned by all three of them. And the events of the last 200 years, the events of the crusading period, will influence subsequent developments in all three civilizations. And some of their repercussions are still with us today. So let's look at the first part of the lecture, and that is the final conclusion to the fighting over the holy cities. The fall of the failure of the Eighth Crusade ended great crusades coming out of Europe. That wasn't quite clearly known by the Mamluke sultans. In fact, the Eighth Crusade had been preached in 1268 because Bibers, who was then the Mamluk sultan of Egypt, had shortly earlier captured Antioch, that great fortress of the northern crusader states. And the fall of Antioch was seen as a very, very dangerous move, and that's what moved Louis into that ill-advised last crusade, despite the objections of much of his nobility. The Mamluk sultanate, therefore, had every reason to believe that somehow those crusaders would come back. They had learned from experience that Jerusalem was all important to them and that there would be new expeditions. In 1260, Baybars, who was really the leading general in the Mamluk army for most of the fighting since the 1220s and had distinguished himself not only in fighting the crusaders in Egypt, but had been the real architect of the victory over the Mongols at Ion Jalut in 1260. Baybars overthrew his fellow Mamluk ruler, seized control of the sultanate, and ruled from 1260 to 1277. He proved a ruthless and relentless foe of the crusaders. And within a generation, even less than a generation, he and his immediate successors destroyed Outremer forever. They took every port. And furthermore, the Mamluk sultans took the precaution of destroying naval institutions, installations, leveling castles. The Christian crusader populations were either killed, enslaved, driven out. And to some extent, the whole coast of the Levant was demilitarized so that if they did show up, the Westerners did show up, they wouldn't find any kind of ports or positions that they could seize and try to carve out yet another set of crusader states. And so Baybars is really the man who starts the final conquest of Outremer. And the Western Europeans understood this. The fact that he was behind the victory over the Mongols in 1260, many of the Western Europeans concluded right after that that the great Mameluke victory over the Mongols, and as I discussed in an earlier lecture, never were there a more ferocious foes of Islam than the Mongols, that great victory gave the Mamluks a kind of legitimacy and reputation that no other dynasty had had up to this point for the last 200 years. They also understood that once they had defeated the great eastern foe of Islam, they were not about to tolerate any kind of control of any region that was regarded as the heartland of Islam by those Christian infidels. And so the days of those Christian cities and ports were numbered. And that prediction turned out to be true.